2. Can be renovated to however you want to utilize it. A lot of the space is wide open right now, so you can remodel, rehab, and do whatever you want to. And have this would be a great place for like a photo studio or a small retail photo store, outdoor hunting wear, perhaps artillery and gun sales. If you're looking for something along that line, this would be a great opportunity. 940 4th Street Northeast. If you're interested, certainly be in contact with us. We'd be happy to give you a showing of that building as well. We have several listings that are coming on the market next week, anywhere from a very nice executive home to a very nice starter home with a double garage. We've got a very nice home that has got a single-stall garage, three bedrooms, two bathrooms. They're all coming on the market next week, folks, so we'll be talking about that. But if that's something that interests you, certainly give us a call at the office. You'll have the first chance to look at many of those homes as they do come on the market come Monday, Tuesday of next week. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, certainly be in contact with us. We'd love to work with you. Give us a call, 352-5100, or stop on by the office at 1640 Dakota South. Everyone have a great weekend, and we'll visit again with you next Friday morning.
Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 36. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 22. Sunshine expected tomorrow, 55. High temperatures reach up to 62 Monday under mainly cloudy skies. 46 Tuesday, chance for rain. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Your weather authority.
KOKK.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on.
We are 1210 Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. A very busy Friday. State wrestling had its middle day out in Rapid City. Here on Tigers, Moses Gross will be going for his third state title in 4 years tonight. Moses in the 150-pound semifinals won by a Tech fall and now goes for a championship this afternoon. He will wrestle Michael Rube of Vermilion for the championship today. Gross won a state title as a freshman then last year and now going for his third this year. Here on Tiger Girl Wrestlers, have one place winner, Shaylee Saw at 107, will wrestle for seventh place today. Reva McGaw at 114 lost in the Wrestlebacks and was eliminated. Miller Highmore Herald Girls, Haley Schaefer will wrestle for seventh. Kingsbury County, Jaden Geed will wrestle for third. Miller Highmore Herald Boys, Kellen Hurd will wrestle for the championship at 144 as he looks to repeat. Taylan Ping at 126 will wrestle for third. Chase Hurd at 132 will wrestle for seventh. And Jordan Schaefer at 138 will wrestle for fifth. In Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Woolsey Wessington, only two wrestlers in the tournament, but both will be wrestling for championships tonight or this afternoon. Jackson Carter at 132 and Holden Havlick at 215 will wrestle for titles today. Kingsbury County, Gannon Gilligan at 132 will wrestle for third. Cody Zell, 126, wrestles for seventh. Brayton Johnson at heavyweight and Caleb Johnson at 165 also will wrestle for seventh today for Kingsbury County. High school basketball last night, final game of the regular season for the Huron Tigers hosting Brandon Valley, doubleheader at the arena, senior night. Brandon Valley came out with the sweep in the girls' game. Brandon Valley, ranked number 2 in the state, defeated Huron 60-36. Hilton Hines, 13 points for Huron. Tiger girls finished the regular season at 7-13. They know they'll be on the road for the Sodak 16 next Friday, but otherwise, any one of three opponents is a possibility. In the boys' game, Huron had a chance at an ESD title, but Brandon Valley took control of the game in the third quarter. Brandon Valley led by 3 at the half, then outscored Huron 21-8 in the third quarter and went on to a 58-44 win for Huron. Blake Elwine, 14 points. Davis Chase added 10. Tiger boys finish out the regular season at 14-6. Huron will have a home game next Saturday in the Sodak 16. Looks like they should stay at number 5. Opponent again to be named here later today. Area boys basketball last night, Sunshine Bible defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 71-67. Trey Tiemann, 18 points for the Crusaders. Jensen Whiff, Isaac Haig each had 12. Jacob Haddon had 11. For Iroquois Lake Preston, Irvin Carter, 25 points, 14 rebounds. Lucas Pesky added 19 points. Dante Glanzer added 15. Miller defeated Highmore Herald. Isaac Hunter, 37 points to lead the Rustlers. Will Riesel added 13. For the Pirates, Brooks McPeak, 14 points. Caleb Roth had 12. Wessington Springs defeated Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 71-64. The Spartans, Carter Mebius, 19 points. Colby Flower, 17. Ryder Mahalik, 16. Blackhawks got 20 points from Landon Jensen, 14 for Grant Edwards, and 11 points from McCoy Schultz. Woolsey Wessington defeated Warner 62-35, Northwestern 74, Hitchcock Tulare 63. Class A and B boys finishing out the regular season. They have region play starting as soon as Monday. Many AA teams wrapped up last night. There are a handful of games today as well. AA scores last night. Girls, O'Gorman completed an undefeated regular season. They defeat Mitchell 63-47. Washington edged Stevens 63-59. Roosevelt 62, Pier 54. Rapid City Central 40, Lincoln 38. Spearfish edged Yankton 50-47. Brookings 58, Douglas 30. Sioux Falls Jefferson 62, Aberdeen 57. AA boys last night, Sioux Falls Jefferson 75, Aberdeen 54, Roosevelt 72, Pier 61, Washington rolled over Rapid City Stevens 62-43, Yankton upended Spearfish in overtime 48-42, Lincoln 66, Rapid City Central 39, Brookings notched their first win of the season, they defeat Douglas 66-56, and Mitchell outscored O'Gorman 68-62. Boys hockey last night, Huron hosting Aberdeen. Aberdeen slips by with a 5-4 win. Aberdeen scored the final three goals for the win. For Huron, Skyler Casper hoteling two goals, Mason Hunter a goal and an assist. And that's the rundown of the scores from yesterday. Again, a region play begins Monday and Tuesday in Class A and B. And those pairings should be solidified here later today. Meanwhile, the Sodak 16 is set up for next Thursday for Class A and Class B teams. We do have a few area teams that will be playing for berths in the state tournament. Class A, Miller has the number 10 seed. They'll play number 7 seed Sioux Valley at 5:30 next Thursday at Madison High School. In Class B, DeSmit is the 15 seed. They'll play number 2 seed undefeated Harding County in Timber Lake. Next Thursday, Highmore Herald, the 13 seed, will play number 4 seed of Parkston at the Mitchell Corn Palace. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket with the 6 seed will play number 11 Corsica Stickney also at the Mitchell Corn Palace. Huron Arena was not assigned any girls Sodak 16 games for next Thursday. The rest of the field, Class A top seed Sioux Falls Christian will play number 16 Rapid City Christian at Chamberlain. Number 2 seed Dakota Valley plays number 15 West Central at T. Number 3 Hamlin, number 14 Sisseton at Watertown. Mapia Luta, number 4 seed, number 13 St. Thomas More at Jones County in Murdo. Number 5 Mobridge tangles with number 12 Flandreau at Faith High School. 6 seed Wagner, number 11 Lakota Tech at Winner. And Roncalli, the 8 seed, plays number 9 Mount Vernon Plankinton at Redfield. Class B, top seed, undefeated Centerville, plays number 16 Fulton at Madison. Number three seed Lyman has number 14 Lemon at Phillip. Number 5 seed Bennett County plays number 12 Warner at Fort Pier. Number 7 Kadoka, number 10 Dubrook play in Chamberlain. Number 8 seed Del Rapids St. Mary has number 9 seed Northwestern. That will be at the Watertown Arena. Those are the Sodak 16 matchups for next Thursday, Class A and B girls. One final note here, the final session of the Huron Tiger girls basketball, Tiny Tigers basketball camp is today at the middle school gyms, open for girls and boys, second and third, fourth and fifth grade. We'll run 9:30 till 10:30, the middle school gym and auxiliary gym, and again, all kids are welcome to attend. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll get our monthly update from the Nordby Center for Recreation with Executive Director Joey Mitchell. And we'll talk here on Tiger Basketball with head coaches Cody Kaufman and Tim Budenhagen. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 9 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk with Huron Tiger girls basketball coach Cody Kaufman. Tigers wrapped up the regular season last night as they fell to Brandon Valley. And that was after a loss to O'Gorman on Tuesday, basically playing the top two teams in the state to wrap up the regular season. And coach, coming into the week, while we were talking about probably in the early part of January, this was going to be a killer end to the season. And, you know, while it was two losses, you didn't mind the effort. You didn't mind the performance against O'Gorman last night at home, a little different. But, you know, I think girls expended a lot of energy against O'Gorman, and you still got to be ready to go the next game.
Yeah, you know, I thought, like you said, I thought our, you know, for a whole 32 minutes against O'Gorman was really good. Just a very good team that, you know, that flexed their strengths on us like they have pretty much everybody else all year. And then, you know, I thought last night against Brandon Valley, I thought we played a much better second half than we did first half. You know, I think in the first half we were out rebounded like 19-8. You know, and I think they had 7 offensive rebounds, so they had almost as many offensive rebounds as we had defensive rebounds. And then in the second half, I think we actually ended up winning the rebounding battle. I think like 28-27 or something. So much better effort in the second half as far as the defense and the rebounding goes. And then offensively last night, I just thought that we tried to force too much inside, you know, get in the paint and, you know, took a lot of tough shots that, you know, that weren't there, just trying to make something happen out of nothing. And then I thought in the second half, you know, getting the ball inside, getting kick out, you know, having our feet set, you know, shot ready, and then knocking down a few shots. You know, we are 1 of 2 from 3 in the first half, you know. And I told the girls, if you're going to come in, you know, they always say that the 3-point shot is a great equalizer. And when, you know, when you're up against a task like playing Brandon or Sioux Falls or O'Gorman this week, you're going to have to find a way to make some threes to, you know, to equalize that and to stay in a game. If you're trying to go 2 for 2 for them, it's not going to work. So second half, I think we went 4 for 6 from the 3-point line, you know, so, you know, very good percentage. And but we need more of that, and we got to do that for a full game. And I told the girls that same thing, you know, we're going to go on the road next Friday for the SODAC game. We're going to obviously be heavy underdogs. But with that being said, if we can make some threes and equalize some things, then we have a chance to be with them.
You know, and I remember talking about this after the O'Gorman game, and really Brandon Valley was similar because they are similar styles in their press and then in their matchup spread out zone. But, you know, you break the press good, but then you can calm down, start to work on your half court. Instead, it almost seemed like you're still pressing, even though you've broken the press and have a chance to set up, and kind of saw that in both games as well. Get a little more prevalent against O'Gorman because we actually broke O'Gorman down a few times and had a chance to get a little momentum there in the first half.
Yeah, you know, and I think, the misconception always is with, you know, teams that press, you know, if you don't turn them over in the front court, you know, and get easy layups, it's not a successful press, you know. But I know that, you know, there's a lot of teams that use it to just speed teams up, right, and get them moving fast and get them sped up to where
eat into the shot clock.
Well, into the shot clock, but then, you know, they're in a hurry to get across half court, and then once they get across half court, they can't slow themselves down. And that's, you're exactly right, that's what we did. And then you get sped up, you know, and instead of executing your offense and, you know, finding the openings, you're sped up and you turn the ball over in the half court. And that's what happens when teams press you like that. You beat it in the half or the full court, and then they just have you still sped up. So, I didn't think we did as good of a job of breaking the press and attacking it as we did against O'Gorman, but it was also a different press where Brandon Valley's is more of a trap you, but keep you in front, where O'Gorman was coming at you downhill, you know, and then there was more opportunities on the back end for a 2-on-1.
And, you know, some good things I saw, really both games were getting a – we're, you know, probably not getting in there as much as we want, but when Chloe Carr gets some touches there in the middle, you know, some good things happen. I think she had 8 points last night, didn't have a lot of shots out of it. And, you know, when we can take advantage, you know, that's an X factor for us. We haven't always had that 6-footer in the middle.
Yeah, and we got to, you know, and that's something that we gotta focus on. You know, again, that's another relief valve with the pressure on the outside, right, is throwing the ball inside. And if nothing else, she's got a 1-on-1. And, I mean, Chloe's worked hard, you know, since her knee injury of, you know, with with her moves and with finishing and stuff around the rim. So, you know, she's very capable of doing it. We got to do more of it. That's got to be a relief valve for us on the outside with the pressure. And then if she makes a couple, you know, she can, you know, hopefully they, you know, the defense sucks in a little bit and now she can kick out and we have shooters on the outside. So, again, it's like driving the ball to the paint, right? We got to be able to get the ball inside and then out and then be able to be capable shooters. Same thing, we got to be able to throw the ball inside, you know, when she's open and, you know, either score the ball or kick it back out and find an open shooter.
So we finish out the season here, regular season, at 7-13. We know we're on the road next week. You know, and this season probably has been a little more a roller coaster than we thought we would. You know, we carried a winning record into the middle part of the season. Of course, the schedule got somewhat tougher here towards the end as well. So at 7-13 with what we had back, you know, we've seen good and seen things obviously that we want to improve on as well.
Yeah, you know, it's you look back and there's a lot of, you know, woulda, coulda, shouldas, right? You know, you look at some of the games that, you know, we didn't play very good, and if we play as well as we can, you know, we probably win those games. But, you know, you always set it, you know, look at the schedule at the start of the year and you have set an expectation, you know, and again, these girls, you know, like I told them in the locker room, I tell everybody, you know, their cohesion, the way they play together, the way they get along on and off the court, that was my expectation, and that's what I saw this year. You know, their point, their effort, their energy, playing hard. You know, so coming into it, we knew we didn't have a lot of experience, but we had a lot of those X factor things that you know, really propelled this group. I think because of the lack of experience and some of the, you know, just some of the, you know, lack of size, lack of, you know, some of the skill that we haven't developed yet, carried this team a long way. So you know, those are things that we look to build on. And then as this, you know, is when you graduate two seniors, so, you know, of your top 9-10 girls, you're going to lose two of them, so you're going to return, you know, quite a bit for next year. So hopefully we can keep building that skill while keeping all those intangibles that we had this year, and then, you know, see what happens.
So now we're a little clearer this morning on what happens next Friday. It's still up in the air, but it kind of narrowed it down. Well, obviously we'll be on the road, and we've known that for a while, but it looks fairly cut. It'll either be at Stevens or at Washington, and really just kind of depends on a Watertown Pier game today. There's a handful of games today, I think three or four, so nothing's set yet, but basically our opponent hinges on that one game now.
Yeah, as long as there's no other big upsets. But yeah, what you look at on paper and you project, the big one is Pier Watertown. Like you said, right now I think, you know, Watertown's 15. If they would win, they jump to 13, would push us to 14, and then T to 15. But if they lose, we'll be tied with T after all the games are done today, and then we have the tiebreaker on head to head, so we'll end up 13. Looks like headed to Stevens.
So, you know, and you know, sometimes there's a surprise when maybe you just miss one thing, but again, you're the engineer, so I'm sure you got this all down. But, you know, bottom line is, as I said last night, we'll play anyone anywhere. I know that's one of Bud's sayings, play anyone anywhere, because hey, it's 32 minutes, and really whichever place we go, what they really gain is home court, and then other than that, it's even.
Yeah, and you know, and if we go to Rapid City, you know, we played them, you know, we were winning at halftime the first time we played them, you know, and just let some things slip away, let their pressure get to us a little bit. Didn't attack like we did in the first half, you know, of that game. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we've said this all year long with the AA girls, is there's a top three and then there's kind of everybody else, you know. So as long as, you know, no upsets and we avoid 14, 15, 16, you know, we'll go to Rapid City. I know it's a long bus ride, but, you know, we go out there. We know that, you know, there's usually, you know, there's not usually that big of a crowd, you know, at Rapid City Stevens. It'll be pretty quiet. And we'll take a good crowd, you know, out with us. And, yeah, we just, that's what I said. We got to find a way to make some shots from the outside. And, you know, anything can happen after that.
So, you know, the bottom line is you get your chance, and that's all you're looking for. Granted, you're always looking at the seeding here. And, you know, we went out there 2 years ago with, you know, felt like we had a chance, and they were just a little better than us. One of the few times that that season I remember that Stevens really hit their threes consistently. And, you know, and there's some ways you like the matchup. Again, there's still a possibility of Washington. But bottom line is we'll know here by the end of the day.
Yeah, you know, and whoever it is, like you said, we'll prepare and get ready to go and get on a bus on Friday and, you know, take our chances with whoever we got. So, you know, 4 days to prepare and then get on a bus Friday and one game, you know, that's the beauty of it now is the first 20 games no longer matter. You know, they're over and done with. We don't dwell on them. Don't think about, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda type of things. We'll get on a bus to wherever we go and hopefully give it our best 32 minutes and see what happens.
And one last thing, too, before we let you go here, I know you got the final day of the Tiny Tiger basketball camp today. Sounds like it's been a nice success, open for second and third, fourth and fifth graders. You'll have your final session this morning at 9:30, and, you know, just been kind of fun for the girls, you as coaches. You know, it's fundamentals with that age group, and you've had good turnout here the first two sessions and should be good today as well.
Yeah, it's been really good, and like you said, it's the final one today. You know, give every kid a participant a t-shirt at the end of it. So had a good turnout. It's been fun. I know that, you know, they start recognizing kids, and you start recognizing kids after you've seen them a couple times, and kids recognize you, you know, as I've seen people out in public or whatever, that, you know, younger kids saying hi. So and I'm sure that's happening with the girls as well, you know. So that's the point of it, is to, you know, let kids become familiar with you, especially our girls. And these kids look up to, you know, idolize this age group, you know, of high schoolers, and they'll remember it for a long time. So
just, you know, you look at this senior group, they were probably looking up to Sarah Carr Minor back 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's always, you know, it's always the give and the take, right? And when you're a kid, you want it. And then when you get to this age, you know, then you present yourself as the role model too. So, it's good. It's been good. I've enjoyed it. You know, it's good to give back to the youth in Huron and, hopefully develop a little bit of skill and, you know, some success down the road.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls. They wrap up the regular season at 7:13 and on the road Friday, probably either to Washington or Stevens. We'll talk here on Tiger Boys next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and I'll talk here on Tiger Boys basketball with head coach Tim Budenhagen. The Tigers lost to Brandon Valley last night, 58-44. A lot on the line there, coach, and, you know, it was a emotional win over O'Gorman Tuesday, a late night. Hey, making no excuses, take nothing away from Brandon Valley. Just felt like we did not have our A game last night.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it last night. Like you said, we played an emotional game on Tuesday. We kind of let them enjoy the moment on Tuesday and carried into Wednesday, shortened up practice, told them how great they are. Told them, hey, we got to come ready to practice on Thursday, and then tried to do a one-day scout on Brandon, and it didn't work. So it was bad coaching this week. Again, we got to play like we haven't lost, but we've got to practice like we haven't won, and we didn't do that on Thursday. And that's not, it's not their fault. It's my fault. So we got to go into next week knowing that we got to train like we haven't won anything, and we got to play desperate next Saturday. And we just didn't do that last night. I think we played like we were going to win, but we didn't have to work for that win. And Brandon came out, you know, give Delaney, give Mahan, give Zur a lot of credit. They were 15 of 28 from the floor, 4 of 5 from the threes. They scored 38 of the 58 points. You know, kudos to them. We just didn't do a very good job of guarding them. And that's, again, that comes down to me. We got to devise a better plan.
You know, because O'Gorman, you know, on the other hand, not only did you have a plan, you had to change it midstream. Blake Elwine went down the injury about 2 minutes into the second quarter, did not return. And, you know, like I said afterward, you know, everybody on the floor had their role change. Even guys who didn't get in, you know, the down to the 14th, 15th on the roster, they had probably changed their mindset as well. But everybody came together, had great performances from a number of players. We're behind most of the second half before we went ahead, then survived it in overtime. Didn't make it easy on ourselves, but, you know, that's it's a cliche, but literally a found a way to win game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these guys have been resilient all year. They found a way. We communicated. We hit big shots. We got big stops. We got rebounds. We competed, and I think that was a disappointing thing last night. I didn't think we competed last night. They just kind of took it to us, like we talked about. You know, they're much like Mitchell. They got to run their sets, and we allowed them to get into their sets. We didn't put pressure on them like we were supposed to in the full court. O'Gorman, we did that. I mean, we took away the things that they wanted to do, and we made it difficult for them to score at the end. And when you can do that, you're going to find some success. The other thing is we had a ton of guys that played seven quarters. You know, Ty Kleinsaucer, Miles Elwine, Mason Juergens, Carter Porsche. All those guys have played a ton of basketball this week. We put them in the game last night. It kind of looked tired. Mm-hmm. So the nice thing is this week everybody has the same schedule. Everybody's going to be rested.
Everybody is available for the same amount of quarters.
Absolutely. So we don't have to try to piece together things. We got the array of 15 that we're going to suit. Who knows who that's going to be yet, but when we suit the 15, all those guys are available and they'll all be fresh.
You know, and you know, the one guy that did kind of stand out for both games was Davis Chase, the sophomore off the bench. In fact, I had him in the starting lineup last night because I thought there'd be a switch. But, you know, he was the one guy, especially last night, that you felt was playing hard, doing what he was supposed to. And if nothing else, just what a great addition that was to this program.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a fantastic addition. I don't know where we'd be without him, but other guys would have had to step up. Davis has done a wonderful job of learning the system, asking questions, being coachable. And last night when the ball went up, he competed. And we got to have more of that. We got to have some guys say, okay, I can do this. I can compete with these guys. I think some of our guys, because they played them before in the state tournament, knew what they were like, and all of a sudden we had it in our mind, hey, we can't beat this team. Well, now you're not going to see a bad team. Every team that from here on out is a good team. Every team from here on out has one goal, state championship. So you're going to have to show up, and you're going to have to be competitive, and we're going to have to get that mindset that, heck, we can do this.
You know, and Blake Elwine, you know, give him credit. You know, it's kind of a good news, bad news thing last night. You know, he wanted to go. We did start him. He did score 14 points. He was still injured, though. And, you know, I know talking to you last night after the game, it was kind of back of your mind. Did we do the right thing there or not? Bottom line is he wanted to compete. You can't take that away from a kid.
Yeah, you know, he wanted to compete. He spent a ton of time for this moment. So you don't want to take it away from the kid. We could see that, you know, the arm still affected him defensively, not so much offensively, but it was defensively more than anything, you know, trying to bump a guy or to try to put your shoulder into somebody or, to go down. He normally goes down and posts mm-hmm. up hard, and then he's able. He just wasn't able to fend anybody off with that left hand or left arm, so we didn't even force him to go down there last night. So he played one arm. I thought he did an admirable job. He competed. I mean, he did everything he could. He laid it on the line for us. You couldn't ask for anything more. So it is what it is. Like I got up this morning, it's now we're focusing on the next opponent. Nothing's been stripped of us. Mm-hmm. We never said, hey, we want to be ESD champs. That just comes along with winning a lot of games.
That's part of the ride.
Right. We lost our first ESD game, and we didn't lose until the last ESD game. So we went a string of games without losing
almost
in the ESD.
3 months, basically.
Right. And then we haven't lost in 24 days. So we haven't had this feeling for 24 days. Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes you got to be humbled in order to improve. The O'Gorman game, like we said, we got patted on the back a lot. All of a sudden you start believing, hey, you're really good. Well, sometimes you just need a wake-up call. Hopefully this is our wake-up call.
You know, and one last thing on Blake, and that was the biggest surprise for me. If you haven't seen the video, it was one of the nastier spills you would ever see. But, you know, as I watched that and then as he came off, the last thing I thought was injured was his left shoulder. I thought his back, maybe a concussion, but the injury he ended up getting out of that was not the one I even thought of at the time.
Well, he landed that awkwardly down on his arm, so I think that got caught in there. He has some range of motion now in his left arm, and it felt a lot better yesterday. And then when you run out in the crowd, awesome crowd. We appreciate the Huron community coming out and supporting us. I mean, it was awesome to walk out there. But I think the adrenaline from the crowd looking up there, we're playing for an ESD title. It's at home. We didn't want to disappoint people, and I think that runs through your mind going, hey, I got to play tonight.
So now we look ahead, and that's what we need to do. We know we're at home next Saturday, kind of think we know who the opponent is, but first off, we close out the regular season at 14-6. From a regular season standpoint, that's a two-game improvement off of last year. And when you look, you know, there's a couple of games we think we should have had that we didn't get. On the other hand, we maybe won one or two that maybe we shouldn't have gotten either in different circumstances. So at 14-6 right now, number 5 in Double A, like the position.
Yeah, like the position. I mean, we're the fifth best team in Class Double A right now. I mean, we have the fifth best record. We beat 4 of the top 7 teams in the top 7, so we feel good about that. We feel good about where we are and who we are. We just got to clean some things up, and we got to be more competitive. Can we do that? Absolutely. All the things that, you know, happened to us last night, we can control. So again, the destiny's in our hands. Nobody else controls anything. We don't have to hope this, that, and whatever happens. We just got to win.
And so right now we're very confident we're locked in at number 5 because Mitchell ahead of us, can't catch them, they're done. O'Gorman's behind us, they can't catch us, and they're done. There is, what, I think 3 or 4 games to be played today, but as of now, I guess there's a couple that could affect us, but only if there's a major upset. Otherwise, we kind of feel it is going to be Sturgis next Saturday.
Yeah, we're locked in at 5. There's nobody that can jump us. And there's no way we can jump anybody else. So we're locked in at 5, which is, you know, a fantastic position for us. Last year, I think we were 6. So this year, we're coming in at 5. We like that because 9's T, 10's Jefferson, 11's Roosevelt. We lost all three of those teams. So kind of avoided that. And not saying that Sturgis isn't a formidable opponent, because they're going to be. They got a bunch of seniors, so we know that they're going to be hungry to get to the state tournament. Not saying that, but just a different beast than what we're used to seeing.
So, you know, it's Sturgis, Rapid City Central right behind them. And again, Sturgis is done. They're 9-11, but Rapid City Central up here right below them. Rapid City Stevens as well. They all have games on tap yet. But I know we said this last year. We thought it was going to go one way on Saturday morning, only to find out Saturday night it was somebody different. But feel pretty confident in that. Bottom line is you have a week to prepare. That's either the beauty or the ugly part of this. Sometimes you feel like you wish you could play a game about Tuesday before Saturday instead of waiting 8 days.
Well, right now I'm going to welcome the one week scout. Just one team. All we got to do is work on one team. I don't have to stay up till 5 or 6 in the morning on Wednesday and then have practice ready to go Wednesday for a scout for Friday night. So it's fantastic. We got one team. All we got to do is concentrate on this team. Again, we don't have to, you know, we don't have to adjust midweek. The guys are going to be trained the same each and every day.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tiger boys, they wrap up the regular season at 14-6 and will host Sodak 16 next Saturday at the arena. We'll come back and wrap things up, talk with Joey Mitchell about things going on at the Nordby Center for Recreation next year on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday and our monthly update from the Nordby Center for Recreation with Executive Director Joey Mitchell. As we get into the month of March, beginning of March looks a little different than the end of March. We'll get to that coming up. But Joey, I guess right now, you know, you're kind of finishing up some of the winter activities. Had a big youth basketball tournament last weekend and, you know, just kind of looking forward now and kind of transitioning here, probably the best way to say March is for you.
Oh, you're exactly right, Jeff. We kind of are ending up our basketball season, more or less, with the Nordby Center activities here. We had a successful weekend last weekend, as you mentioned, with a youth basketball tournament hosting 28 teams here. And then, as you mentioned, we're also finishing up swimming lessons. We had to reschedule one lessons, so those will be finishing up this first Saturday of March here. So then that's a makeup date, and then we're looking or on the lookout for more lessons to come at the end of March.
Okay, but now we'll set up what's up next, and I guess the big news is you got registration dates and actual dates and everything set up for the what's always a very popular event each year, the summer day camp, which, of course, kind of encompasses after school gets out.
Yes, you're exactly right again. Last year we had 50 kids in our summer program. And I mean, it kind of varies. We say we'll have 25 boys and 25 girls, but realistically, we just kind of take the first 50. We do split the boys and girls here at summer camp. We're able to tailor activities. You know, the girls have spa day and the boys are just a little more rowdy and, you know, like playing dodgeball, football, things like that. Our camp registration dates, for returners, so if you were in camp last year or your brother and sister were in camp last year, March 10th. March 10th, it'll be open for all returners to sign up. And it'll be open until March 24th for all of last year's campers to get their spot. So you are kind of grandfathered in from last year if you want your spot back. Once we get to March 24th, though, it'll be open to the public. There will be details posted online later today if you want more information. But and then moving again 2 more weeks on the 7th, that opens even more. So I don't think the spots will really be open past March, the end of March, realistically, kind of just seeing the passing on what we've done and how many kids we have that are interested or already asking questions. So,
and what age range are you talking here?
Kindergarten to fifth grade as of next school year. So, yeah, so 25, 26 school year, and then as long as you're going into kindergarten. The biggest thing is you have to pretty much be able to use the restroom on your own.
Well, next up we'll talk, and this is something new here. You kind of have a collaboration here with Huron Regional Medical Center, and HRMC kind of in charge of this. You're more kind of just the host site for it, but tell us about this new program, as I said, a collaboration with our local hospital.
Yes, exactly. We're kind of playing as the host site to the hospital's Walk with Ease program. It's just a walking program they're looking to implement into the Huron community. And with us having the facilities with our gym and then walking track, they kind of reached out, and again, we're collaborating with them to make this possible. It'll be on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 10 a.m. So pretty much you would just show up just shortly before that time frame. It's a walking program to develop a... and to help you develop your own walking program, so kind of get you started off on the right foot.
You're going to talk with Joey Mitchell, Executive Director of the Norby Center for Recreation, our monthly update with him on things going on. And again, March is kind of a transition month, and kind of focus on youth activities now. As we said at the beginning, you're kind of closing out winter, begin the spring activity, and almost what it kind of means for you more than anything, you're kind of finishing up the youth basketball. But boy, volleyball really goes into full gear here for the JO and Huron Volleyball Club. That really gets going in full gear here now in the next few weeks.
Yes, Jeff. We do still host the volleyball club. They have their own program, but they do use our facilities still and buy, like, practice pass memberships. But we are hosting, I think, 16 or 18 JO teams from 10 to 18 years old. And with that, you know, they practice here, but we do leave the facility open for our members as they pay our annual dues. So members are still kept on our radar. We use the school's facilities. So it's a lot of coordinating and scheduling. But with that, we do host some couple tournaments in April where, we're talking 30 to 40, maybe even 50 teams once we get into those volleyball tournaments.
And then a few other activities, too. I'm sure, there's always just different programs that, a kid could just find something that is their interest. You mentioned another round of swimming lessons coming up and just a lot of things like that.
You're exactly right. There's a lot of things going on here. There's karate that always happens pretty much on a 12-week cycle. So that'll be coming again. And then just if there's other training things, if you're interested, you can always reach out.
And then with the adults, we kind of mentioned the HRMC program. That's something fairly new. But I know pickleball has just been a huge attraction as that's caught on nationwide. And there's a lot of activities like that. And as we always say when we have this visit, if an adult comes in and say, this is what I want to get accomplished with my body, with my conditioning, you can set up a program, be it pickleball or something else.
You're exactly right. We'll get them taken care of. Again, every person's different, so we'll get something specialized and tailored to what you want to do. And again, pickleball is a fun, different option of cardio, of burning some calories, of kind of running, quick sprints. But you're not thinking about it. You're kind of having fun.
And one other thing, just switch gears here real quick. As everybody knows, you're Wessington Springs basketball coach, getting set for the postseason next week. And I don't know if you can make yourself any busier while you're preparing for that. You're also playing some amateur basketball this weekend, going out to Presho.
I guess so. It's funny. I guess you could say I love basketball. Again, my relations here from the Norby Center tie me, I guess, to some of the Huron kids. J.P. Noonan and Terrell Newton kind of put the team together and just reached out and asked if I wanted to play. So again, a lot of the guys playing on the team are familiar, or I'm familiar with all of them, but a lot of them are familiar to either Norby Center basketball programs. You know, Evers and Kobe Bush play men's league here now. It's fun to kind of just get to hang out with those guys too, because I do see them around here, and I do enjoy playing basketball, obviously. So we'll find a way to squeeze it out there, I guess. It works out at Saturday, Sunday.
Well, we'll just wrap it up with this. Back to Nordby Center. We've packed a lot of information here in about 8 minutes now. Bottom line is you have avenues there, website, Facebook page, a lot of different ways for people to see all the information. Because as I said, March transitions. The end of March doesn't look the same as the beginning of March at the Nordby.
You're exactly right, Jeff. And again, we're just switching gears and then taking back off, so. If you have anything, don't hesitate to reach out or stop by or give us a call. There's Facebook. Again, stop by. And I've heard through the hospital with collaborating that there's a little bubble and people are scared to walk into here, and you shouldn't be. I hear that when I do get new people, and we'll take care of you. So just burst the bubble and come through the door.
Joey Mitchell, Executive Director of the Nordby Center for Recreation, monthly update of their activities, March a busy month, and again, to see everything going on there at the Nordby, you can look at their Facebook page or always check out their website, nordbycenter.org. Hey, it's a busy morning here. We'll be back. Talk some here on Tiger Basketball coming up on Dakota Sports.
It's Big D filling the big chair this week while Monty is away rooting on his nephew at a big wrestling meet. And we have a special treat for you. World champion steer wrestler and purple wave warrior J.D. Struxness will be on with me momentarily. He's coming off a great performance in San Antonio. There are also big PRCA events coming up this week in Florida, California, and Grand Island, Nebraska before Rodeo Houston begins. 2024 Steer Wrestling World Champion J.D. Struxness joins me now on the TRU. Man, you had a great run just down the road in San Antonio.
We did good down there in San Antonio. That's a road bike to go to. They have a good format with lots of money. You know, you're running at, you get guaranteed to run at three rounds at least, and, you know, it's 2,600 a round. So, you know, the money's good. You get chances to kind of level the playing field as far as the draw goes of the steers. You know, I feel three rounds is enough rounds there that you kind of level out the draw. So it's not just who draws the best. You know, if you go and do your job on all three, you should have a good chance at making it through. So that's you know, one of my favorite winter rodeos to go to. Just it's a good chance to kick the winter off, and you get, like I said, three chances at good money, and you know, usually you can get you a little cash out of there at least, and get some things rolling for the wintertime.
And you didn't do too shabby either. You won the first round, a bracket two, ended up being a qualifier and a wild card. I mean, all that cash adds up.
Came out of there with a good check. It climbed us a couple rungs in the world standings, and you know, it's getting us close to those goals that we set for the end of the wintertime.
Well, we're talking with J.D. Struxness. He, of course, is our man with Purple Wave. Kind of talk about your involvement with those guys.
I met Purple Wave and you know, our friends there last year at the American. You know, it was a great group of people. We really loved visiting with them up there, and you know, it turned into a sponsorship and partnership there, and you know, they've just been awesome to work with, the group of people at Purple Wave. You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery, and man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. You know, they have people to consult with to find and learn more about the equipment you're looking at, and then you know, it's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Hey man, we appreciate the time as always. What's the next big rodeo that you're looking forward to hitting up?
We are spending the week here. We got a week off getting ready for Houston, and we'll start down there on March 4th, and we'll be March 4th and 5th and 6th down there, and then you hopefully roll on to the semifinal.
All right, well, good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
Appreciate J.D. Struxness joining the TRU this week. A shout out to our affiliates across the territory, and a huge thanks to Purple Wave Auction, DiscountWesternWear.com, and Sioux Steel Company. I'm Big D, and we'll see you down the trail.
In these days of consolidation, conglomerations, and giant corporate-owned dealerships, it's nice to see farm and ranch family-owned Premier Equipment expanding. See their impressive New Holland lineup at PremierEQSD.com or visit their hometown locations in Eureka, Battle, Huron, Mowbridge, Isabel, and now Sturgis. Bill Linscove started this outfit in 1951, and now four generations later, they are still going strong and getting stronger. Parts counter is open, and the coffee is always on at the six Premier Equipment New Holland locations at PremierEQSD.com.
Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 36. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 22. Sunshine expected tomorrow, 55. High temperatures reach up to 62. Monday, under mainly cloudy skies, 46. Tuesday, chance for rain. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki on KOKK. Right now, 18.
Live and local, here for you, Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
It's Jalen Borison.
It's time for Calling All Sports. Today's show is brought to you by Arby's, Overhead Door, Great Life Health and Fitness, Showplace Cabinetry, Lewis Drug, Fireplace Pros, Frisbee's Plumbing and Heating, Dakota Bank, Papik Motors, Vance Thompson Vision, Corey Insurance, Furniture Mart USA, Billion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, Dakota Beverage, the South Dakota Golf Association, Comfort King, and Corey and the Fireflies.
And welcome to a Friday edition of Calling All Sports. Glad to have you with us. It's a little blustery outside today. Holy cow. I was out with my mom this morning, taking her to the VA, and the flags were out straight. And they were struggling. I would not want to be a flag today, nor would I want to be a flag on the golf course. I actually had a 4:30 tee time at Willow for after the show was over today, but I will not be making that. My other buddies that were supposed to play have all canceled, and I called out there, and Katie said, you're not calling to cancel your tee time, are you? And I kind of laughed, and she said, well, I thought you'd be the last one to do that. I'd be surprised if anybody's playing in this. It's windy, it's cold, but it's going to warm back up here. The Great Life courses are all open Thursday through Monday, and for walking, just for walking. So you got to walk if you want to play. But if you didn't get out yesterday or today, that was your chance to play in February, which is I did way back on February 2nd. So I got January and February covered for playing in the state, which I've only done one other time. In the whole time I've lived here, I've only done it one time where I've played in all 12 months of the calendar year, and I'm going to do that this year. I've got the two hardest months already taken care of and would love to have played today, but it just would not be fun. We'll see. Maybe I'll change my mind when the show is over. I doubt it. It's really blowing. We've got a busy show today. We're going to talk with Jason Reitmeier, the Augustana wrestling coach, in the first half. They host the Super Regionals tomorrow at the Elmont Center. We had Rocky Burkett on yesterday, the Northern coach. And so Jason will talk from his perspective on what a big day it is and what it's like to host. And then Curtis Riggs joins us in the second half talking about the NFL Combine and Tony Leggett from Fireplace Pros. That wouldn't be a bad place to stop into today. It's chilly out with the wind blowing the way it is. But we'll talk with Tony about all the stuff that's going. In fact, I think he's going to the home show in Aberdeen this weekend. So you can stop in if you live up there and say hi to Tony Leggett and his crew. So there you go. That's our show for today. So hang on. We'll be right back.
Treat yourself to luxury with the all-new 2025 Buick Envision at Papik Motors. Enjoy an ultra-quiet ride, the largest display screen in its class, and advanced safety and driver assistance technologies. With intelligent all-wheel drive, a refined suspension, and impressive 28 miles to the gallon on the highway, every journey feels like a special occasion. And right now, over 30 models are available, each priced $3,000 below MSRP. View their over 300 vehicle inventory at Papik.com or visit Papik Motors in Laverne, Rock Rapids, or Sibley.
For those who don't like to be still, for those with things to do and the drive to get them done, for those in search of a partner to help make it happen, there's a bank. A bank that listens, acts, and impacts all things right here. Dakota Bank. Go with experience. Go with teamwork. Go with integrity. For banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Dakota Bank, here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Insurance and trust services not FDIC insured.
Frisbees. Things in life happen unexpectedly. Even your home is unpredictable when temps